Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. The thing is, even professional musicians, if they're not singers themselves, they just don't know a few things about the human voice. Classic example is, you're the singer in a band, whether you're the lead singer or, you know, the second singer or the backup singer. But especially when you're some kind of a lead singer, a lot of times the band will say, well, can't you just sing louder? Here's the thing. The band can turn themselves up. They're amplified. And even though you might have a mic, they still don't fully understand that the human voice isn't just about volume. So while, of course, you can turn the volume of the guitar or the piano, like or the e-piano up or the bass, without actually changing the actual sound, the timbre of it, you could just turn that knob up and down. You don't have a knob that just turns up and down without changing other parameters of your voice. When you sing louder or softer, you almost automatically have to change some other parameters of your voice. The actual timbre does change. So whether I'm singing, some say love, it is a river, or some say love, it is a river. My voice color changes a lot depending on how I approach this. So if I want a soft and intimate voice color, I just can't sing too loudly because it means that my soft and intimate voice color will be lost. Especially if it's in the lower part of my voice, when I try to make it very loud, it just sounds very intense and not tender. So please tell your bandmates or your instrumentalists who are not aware of that, when you're singing low, you need to not be covered. It's not that you couldn't sing louder, and it's not a weakness that you can't sing louder, but it changes the actual timbre and the color and the intention that's behind your voice, and it changes the interpretation of the entire song. Now, at the same time, of course, if they don't give you support when you're singing high, support and give you that volume, it's kind of ridiculous for you to sing loud, because then it's like almost everyone thinks, what is that singer doing yelling? It sounds like yelling. I am singing loud and it makes no sense. So if I'm like way too soft with the instrument, it's out of context. So the most important thing that you make, that you teach your band or your musicians, is that it's a togetherness. You want to complement each other. It's not about showing off, like who can be the most loud and who can be the greatest. It's not a competition. It's a complementation, right? Even in any orchestra piece, you will see that, you know, sometimes one instrument gets center stage and everyone else has to hold back a bit, because then it sounds beautiful. That's the way this arrangement is made. It's how it's composed, because one instrument has the leading part now, but then another instrument may have the leading part in another part of the piece. Happens all the time. Look at Bach. Classic example. You will hear the melody all across the orchestra, sometimes the violin, sometimes the flute. Different instruments will have the melody at different times, and there are sometimes more than, you know, several melodies going on together, but they're always taking turns, and so there are layers in the music. So if everyone is aware of what their part is and what layer they're playing, you know, if they're the one that's actually
require to be prevalent right now, or if they're the one required to support by taking themselves back. It's so, so important. I have coached professional pianists how to play with their singers because they might be amazing pianists, but accompanying a singer is a whole different story because you can't just play. You have to consider the human voice and how you help it sound the best. Please take this to heart. If you sing with a band especially, I see this so much and it breaks my heart. Especially a lot of young singers or hobby bands, the singer is very frustrated because they have a feeling they never have a chance. They have the feeling they're not a good singer because they can never be loud enough. And by all means, it's a good singer isn't the singer who can be the loudest. I have so much experience singing with orchestras and combos in different, you know, all different capacities, whether it's jazz or musical theater or classical music. I've sung opera professionally. I've sung with party bands professionally. It's all about putting it all together and being aware of how important what the weight is of each part. Have a great day, and I hope you always continue singing. If you want more free resources to brush up on your singing technique, check out my website at masteryourvoice.tv. And if you have not read my book, you need to read my book. Called Master Your Voice, and you can find it on Amazon. I have an audiobook version available on my website only, so you can check it out there if you are someone who would rather listen to an audiobook. Until then, always keep a song in your heart and always keep on singing.